Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with news of the passing of Jamin Pugh, better known as Jay Briscoe, one half of the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, the Briscoe Brothers. Pugh was pronounced dead by EMS workers at approximately 5:41 p.m. Eastern Time Tuesday evening at the site of an accident on Laurel Road in Laurel, Delaware, according to a report from the Shore News Beacon. There was one other adult fatality reported, believed to be the driver of the other vehicle, as well as two children hospitalized in critical condition. It's expected the Delaware State Police will release the identities of the other victims today, but in a post on Facebook last night, Briscoe's wife Ashley Pugh posted a message asking for prayers for their children Gracie and Jaylee, who were at the hospital, and their son Gannon, who was at home at the time of the accident. The Laurel, Delaware School District issued this statement Tuesday night, quote, "Due to an unthinkable tragedy in our community this evening, the Laurel School District will be closed tomorrow, Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. School will reopen on Thursday. Please keep the Pugh family in your thoughts and prayers," end quote. The accident occurred just minutes away from Sandy Fork, Delaware, site of the family farm where Jay and his younger brother Mark lived and worked. In their wrestling career, the two men were among the most decorated tag teams of the past 20 years, holding the Impact World Tag Team title, GCW World Tag Team title, and the IWGP World Tag Team titles. But they would be best known for their time in Ring of Honor, debuting for the company on its very first show in 2002, where Jay, accompanied by Mark, defeated the Amazing Red in a singles match. As a duo, the Briscoes would go on to become one of the acts most associated with Ring of Honor and held the ROH World Tag Team title on a record 13 occasions between 2003 and 2022, most recently beating FTR last month at Final Battle in the third of a series of matches between the two teams over the course of the last year. Additionally, Jay Briscoe was also a two-time Ring of Honor world champion on his own, defeating Kevin Owens, then known as Kevin Steen, for the title in 2013 and winning it from Michael Elgin in 2014. The news of Pugh's passing was first made public by Ring of Honor owner Tony Khan on Twitter and was acknowledged during the live NXT TV broadcast shortly thereafter by announcer Vic Joseph. We'll have more information when it becomes available. Jamin Pugh was 38 years of age. Some updates on Vince McMahon's return to power in WWE. Vince McMahon has repealed some of the corporate bylaw amendments he put into place earlier this month, which facilitated his election to the board of directors and to the executive chairman position, according to a new SEC filing made yesterday. A WrestleNomics analysis of the filing noted that the original amendments gave McMahon leverage to return to power in the company, and repealing them may minimize any liability he or the company can be exposed to. Among the repealed amendments was one mandating that shareholders must approve any company sale or media rights renewal. That particular amendment had been cited in class action lawsuits brought by stockholders against WWE in recent days, since McMahon himself controls 81% of shareholder voting power. The latest of those class action lawsuits was filed in the Delaware Court of Chancery late last week by the Detroit Police and Fire Retirement System, according to a report yesterday from Sportico. The suit accuses McMahon of attempting to, quote, impose his personal will on WWE and its board by purporting to adopt a package of invalid and inequitable bylaw amendments that would hamstring the board from making critical business decisions, end quote. The lawsuit is the second since McMahon's return to WWE, following an earlier suit filed in Delaware Court of Chancery on January 11th by Delaware resident and WWE stockholder Scott Fellows. In more WWE corporate news, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
Two of WWE's vice presidents of communications, Adam Hopkins and Stephanie Fiandella, left the company as of late last week, according to reports yesterday from PW Insider. PW Insider notes that the departure of the well-liked Hopkins, who had been with the company since 1997, was especially shocking to many among WWE staff and talent. Specializing in media relations and public relations, Hopkins started with the company in the fan services department, later working as manager of media relations, director of communications, and senior manager of corporate communications. He is credited by some for building up WWE's relationship with the pro wrestling media. Hopkins was briefly let go in 2001 in a series of extensive layoffs that followed the failure of the XFL, but was quickly brought back after petitioning by talent. Stephanie Fiandella had started with WWE straight out of college in 2004, working her way up to Vice President of Marketing and Communications Operations, and then VP of Communications. She headed up WWE's Women's Affinity Group, an internal group for female employees to share ideas and make connections. She also helped coordinate speaking engagements for both company executives and WWE talent. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In ratings news, WWE SmackDown last Friday night drew an average audience of 2.326 million viewers to Fox, up about 3% from the 2.257 million who tuned in the previous week for the first episode of 2023, according to Showbuzz Daily. In the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic, the show drew a .55 rating equating to 717,000 viewers. That's nearly 4% up from the previous week's .53 key demographic rating, according to WrestleNomics. The show came in at number one for the week on network TV in the key demo, tied with Shark Tank on ABC, and up from the number two position from the week before. In Canada, SmackDown's average audience was 194,600 on Rogers Sportsnet 360, with 93,800 viewers in Canada's key 25 to 54-year-old demographic, according to Post Wrestling. Later last Friday evening, a taped edition of AEW Rampage aired on TNT, drawing an audience of 513,000, according to Showbuzz Daily. That's down almost 7% from the previous week's 551,000. The rating in the key demo was .13, down from the previous week's .15, according to WrestleNomics. That number translates to 170,000 viewers in the demo. NXT was broadcast live last night on the USA Network from the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. The main event saw NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez team with Lyra Valkyria to defeat the Toxic Attraction duo of Gigi Dolin and JC Jane. Miscommunication and dissension between Dolin and Jane was teased during the match, with Jane accidentally kicking Dolin in the face, causing her to be pinned by Perez.
Is it going to have to tag? It's going to be too long!
Oh, wow!
That was an accident. I can see that. That was an accident.
You call it whatever you want to call it, Book. I call that a Russian leg sweep that just wiped out Jane. And you know what I call this? I call it Pop Rocks. If she can connect, boom! Up, over, champ, victorious!
During an earlier interview segment, a three-way brawl broke out involving Gallus, Pretty Deadly, and NXT Tag Team Champions The New Day.
Pretty Deadly striking first. It could Pretty Deadly. Book, you take a look. Could they be the odd team out when it comes to the NXT Tag Team titles?
I like Pretty Deadly doing that first job right there. All right, wow. Now they're really good. That showed me just a little something. That peek of that window.
Well, Gallus never one to back down. New Day holding ground right now. Finally, some producers from NXT, but they can't get their hands on New Day and Gallus.
Come on, let him fight. I like it.
Chaos breaking out.
The three teams will meet in a triple threat for the title at NXT Vengeance Day on February 4th. Gallus wrestled earlier on in the show, defeating Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. In other results, Apollo Crews and Axiom beat Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams when Crews pinned Hayes. Tyler Bate beat Javier Bernal, Thea Hale defeated Valentina Ferraz, and Alba Fire lost to Sol Ruka, after which Fire attacked a referee backstage. In Lucha Libre news, Alberto El Patron, previously known in the WWE as Alberto Del Rio, is scheduled to return to AAA for the first time since 2015 for a series of events scheduled throughout 2023, according to an announcement made yesterday at AAA's press conference. El Patron is scheduled to participate in two tournaments, the Lucha Libre World Cup, a trios tournament in which he will team with Psycho Clown and AAA Mega Champion Hijo del Vikingo, as well as Guerra de Rivaldades, a traditional tag team tournament in which his partner will be Pentagon Jr. The Lucha Libre World Cup tournament will take place on March 19th, while the Guerra de Rivaldades tournament will take place over the course of AAA's three Triple Mania events for 2023, scheduled for April 16th, June 17th, and August 12th. With some MLW news, here's the Wrestling News' Luke Hippelman.
Myron Reed has departed Major League Wrestling and is now a free agent. According to a Fightful report that was confirmed yesterday by Reed on social media, the three-time MLW World Middleweight Champion had been part of the company since mid-2018. He last wrestled for MLW on January 7th at the Blood and Thunder TV taping in Philadelphia. Wrote Reed on Twitter, quote, "I'd like to take the time to thank MLW and Court Bauer for all they have done for me within the past 4.5 years. MLW will always be remembered as one of my first real homes. With that being said, the young goat is now a free agent. The stars and the sky is the direction." End quote. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.